Somebody at work said, they finally got the S-class, and everyone nodded, and I could not tell you what was communicated.
What do you think was communicated?
A car, a specific car, which means those people have memorized a catalog, hundreds of brands, thousands of models, and they can all remember the whole list.
Nobody remembers the list.
Somebody must.
No, a car name is not a fact you remember. It is an address. It tells you where the car sits, and you read it off the same handful of axes every single time.
How many axes?
Four, how big it is, what shape it is, whose badge is on it, and the letters stuck on the back.
That's it, that's the whole thing everybody knows, and I don't.
That is the whole thing. The rest is just having stood next to a lot of cars.
Fine, start with big.
Every brand sells a ladder. One range, stacked from small and cheap at the bottom to enormous and expensive at the top. The name of the car is which rung it is standing on.
So Mercedes has a ladder.
Mercedes labels the rungs with letters, A at the bottom, a small hatchback, then C, then E, then S at the top.
And S is the top.
S is the top. It is short for Sonderklasse, German for special class, which in practice means the big one. So when your colleague says S-class, they have not told you the color or the engine or anything about the car at all. They have told you they are standing on the top rung.
They've told me a price.
They have told you a price.
Right, and I didn't need to remember a single thing to hear that.
You did not.
Does BMW use letters too?
BMW uses numbers. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1 is the small one, 7 is the limousine.
So the 7 series is BMW's S-Class.
It is, and Audi's is the A8. Same rung, 3 badges. The ladders line up across brands because all three are chasing the same people up the same price brackets.
So if I hear a name I've never heard, I can still place the rung.
Usually, bigger letter, bigger number, bigger car, bigger bill.
So the letters are a quality score. S is the good Mercedes and A is the rubbish one.
No, and that is the trap. It is a size ladder and a money ladder. It is not a quality ladder. The small one is not a worse car. It is a smaller car sold to somebody with less money.
Understood. Now shape, and this is where I fall over, because every description anyone has ever given me is, it's low and a bit curvy, and that tells me nothing whatsoever.
Then forget curvy, count boxes.
Boxes.
Stand at the side of the car and count the lumps in its outline. The bonnet is 1. The bit where the people sit is 2. A boot sticking out at the back is 3. 3 separate lumps is a saloon. Sedan, if you are American.
And if there are 2 lumps?
Then the boot has been swallowed into the cabin and the whole back of the car opens as 1 big door. That is a hatchback. Stretch the roof all the way to the tail and keep it flat. That is an estate.
And the enormous, tall ones?
Same shapes on stilts. Taller body, higher seats, further off the ground. That is what an SUV is.
So an SUV is a different kind of car?
Mostly it is not. Underneath it is very often the identical car, jacked up. Mercedes names it that way on purpose. The tall C-class is called the GLC.
Oh.
BMW puts an X in front. The tall 3 series is the X3. Audi uses a Q.
What about 2 doors and a roof that slopes down into the boot?
A coupe. Same car underneath again, most of the time. 2 doors, a lower roof, far less room in the back, and you pay extra for the inconvenience.
Naturally, although here is my problem with your shape axis, you keep saying, and the tall version of that, everything on the road now is tall.
That is fair, and it is happening. Estates have nearly gone, saloons are quietly disappearing, and the tall body has eaten most of the range.
So the axis is dying.
It is narrowing. Shape used to separate a family car from a load carrier from a farm vehicle. Now it mostly separates cars by how tall they are willing to be.
So the letter is telling me the shape, and the number is telling me the rung.
And now you are reading the address instead of trying to remember it.
That still leaves me 1,000 badges to learn.
You have nowhere near 1,000. Around 30 brands genuinely sell cars in this country. And standing behind those 30 are about 12 companies.
Meaning what?
Meaning Volkswagen, the company owns Volkswagen the badge. And also Audi and Skoda and Seat and Porsche and Bentley and Lamborghini.
Lamborghini is Volkswagen.
Lamborghini is Volkswagen. Peugeot, Citroën, Fiat, Vauxhall, Jeep, Alfa Romeo and Maserati are one company called Stellantis. Kia and Hyundai are one company. Lexus is Toyota's expensive badge. Volvo and Lotus are both owned by Geely.
So a badge is a branch of something bigger.
A badge is a price position. One company, several badges, each aimed at a different bracket, so the same engineering can be sold 3 times at 3 prices.
Why would a company do that to itself? 4 badges, all chasing the same buyer.
Because the expensive part is designing a car and building the machines that stamp it out, and that cost barely moves whether you put 1 body on it or 4. 4 bodies on 1 set of bones is 4 price points for very nearly 1 bill.
Give me an example.
A Volkswagen Golf, an Audi A3, a Skoda Octavia and a Seat Leon are underneath the same car. Same floor, same mounting points, same bones. 4 bodies, 4 badges, 4 prices.
Then the badge is the product.
Largely, yes.
No, hang on, that is not a footnote. You have spent 10 minutes teaching me a beautiful ladder, and the honest version is that a load of the rungs are one car wearing different grills.
That is the honest version, and I am not going to rescue it. The engineering underneath converges hard. What you are buying as you climb is the interior, the badge, and how much of it there is.
Fine, so what is all the rubbish written on the boot lid? 320D, 220D, it looks like a serial number.
That is the 4th axis, and it is 2 different things stuck together. The number used to mean engine size. 320 was a 3-series with a 2-liter engine.
Used to.
Used to, now it is roughly a power ranking. A bigger number means a quicker one, and it may have very little to do with what is actually under the bonnet.
So the badge lies.
The badge lies. Everybody knows, nobody has fixed it, because that number is doing status work rather than engineering work.
And the letter after it.
Fuel and drive, a D is diesel, an I is petrol. An E on the end usually means it plugs in. And a word like quattro or formatic just means all 4 wheels are driven.
That part is decodable, at least. What about the ones with AMG written all over them?
Careful here. AMG is the Mercedes Performance Division. A real AMG is a genuinely different car with a genuinely different engine.
Good.
But AMG line is a trim package. Sportier seats, a different grille, a badge on the wing. Same engine as the ordinary one. BMW does the same. M is the real thing. M Sport is the sticker version.
So there is an entire industrial layer that exists, so I can look like I bought the fast one.
Audi has S, and it has S line, which is the sticker. And the sticker versions outsell the real ones by a distance that is not close.
I want that written down somewhere.
It is written down, on the wing, in chrome.
Last thing, and it is the thing I actually asked. How does anybody hold all this? You have given me 4 axes, and I still cannot stand at a junction naming cars.
Nobody holds it. 3 things are going on, and only one of them is knowledge.
Go on.
First, the catalog is a fiction. You will never meet thousands of cars. You meet the ones sold in your country, in your price bracket, in roughly the last 10 years. That is a few dozen. People who know cars mostly know that few dozen extremely well and bluff the rest.
And the second?
They are not recognizing models. They are recognizing faces. Look at the front of a car. The grille and the lights. BMW has put the same pair of kidney shapes on the nose of everything it makes for about 90 years. Audi uses 1 enormous rectangle. Mercedes hangs a great big star in the middle.
That's deliberate.
Entirely deliberate. It is a logo you can read at 50 meters without reading anything, and it is the most fiercely protected shape on the whole car. So you learn 8 faces, not 800 models.
And the third?
Everything after the badge is decoded rather than remembered. The face gives you the brand. The length gives you the rung. The side profile gives you the shape. The writing on the back gives you the engine and how much they spent looking sporty. 4 glances and you have placed a car you have never seen.
And I remembered nothing.
You remembered 4 axes.
Is there a catch?
1. The naming is coming apart right now. Electric cars broke the number logic because there is no engine size left to encode. Brands are renaming whole ranges around it, and a wave of Chinese brands has turned up with names that slot into none of it.
So the map is already out of date.
The axes are not. Size, shape, badge, suffix. Those describe what a car actually is, and they are not going anywhere. It is the labels that are wobbling.
Which I was never remembering anyway.
Which you were never remembering anyway.